So, first of all then, Jordan Bowrey. Why him?
Well, we think he's a special player. He's a young man, of course, who first come to prominence with Chesterfield a few years ago. And, you know, he was at a good club and, you know, we'd had interest in him then. But by the time we had spoke to his representatives, he was already secured and heading, of course, to Aston Villa. And we've kept track on him. We've kept monitoring him, as we do a lot of clubs and players. And then when we had a chance of getting to a playoffs and hopefully promotion, as it was then I said to our chairman, one of the lads I'd like to get in would be Bowrey if I could convince Paul Lambert to sell him. And obviously I've spoke to Paul Lambert for a week or two and managed to get the chief executives talking. And so we've got young Jordan in. Listen, we're not selling someone that's not here. He's big, he's strong, he's aggressive, he's quick. We believe he'll get goals for us. We believe he'll be an asset. So we're delighted with the business we've done.
Given the step-up that he made from Chesterfield to Aston Villa, and having played, I think it's about 20 times in the last couple of years during his time at Villa Park, is he now looking, in your mind, to get his career back on track in many respects?
Well, I don't think it's a case of getting back on track when you move from a club like Chesterfield and you get the opportunity to move to the Premiership. At Aston Villa, that is such a huge step. You're moving a mountain. And, you know, the kid had opportunities to stay at Villa, of course, and perhaps pick loan opportunities or stay, of course, and battle to be in Paul's match day 18. But the kid didn't want to be in it. Paul Lambert was also of the opinion that perhaps the boy wanted to play more than most players who sat about football clubs. And, you know, we had a big job to do in convincing Jordan Bowrey to leave a club like Aston Villa and come here. But, you know, when we showed him around the New York Stadium and the facilities and the training setup we've got, of course, he's well aware of the support we've got and the atmosphere they create. And, you know, when he got his opportunity to sit down and talk football for me, we think it became an easy one for him. But he deliberated for a few days and decided he didn't want to be a part of it. And the nice thing is we were able to do that without people speculating who we were talking to, which was nice.
Have you beaten off competition for him? I wonder if a player of his, well, he's only young, he's only 22, may well have been attracting interest elsewhere.
Well, I think it was Cliff Richard that sang a song about going on his holidays, and I think Jordan Bowrey's been on his holidays going around all these championship clubs in the last 10 days chatting to different people. But, you know, from the very first minute we spoke to the boy's representative, they made it absolutely clear this was going to be nothing other than a football decision. You know, if it was about money, it'd stay at Aston Villa. It was about football, it was about development, it was about where his career could go, where it could return to, and that we're very fortunate that he's chosen us, because there will be some disappointed managers and disappointed football clubs, but I've got no concern for them. My only interest is managing this club in behalf of the Stewart family.
And we are told a record fee. I mean, this is hugely significant, isn't it?
Well, it is. When your football club makes a bid and has accepted what is a club offer, considering the history of Rotherham United and the money that's been spent here for players in the past, then it's always significant when you get in the history books. And as we sit today, it may not be the case next week, but as we sit today, then Jordan Bowrey is your record signing, and he's got a hard act to follow, of course. He's got Lee Frecklington to follow, who was a record signing under Tony Stewart last season. And once again, I've been able to convince the chairman to open his big chequebook.
I was going to say, could this be the last time that record gets broken this summer? Because this, for Rotherham United, in financial terms, certainly recently, of course, following the double promotion, it's uncharted territory. You may well have to break the bank a couple more times.
Well, I don't think it's breaking the bank. I think we always do things in a very structured way. And, you know, our chairman, is as much as I've talked about him being generous, believe me, he knows what 50 pence is, as we all do at the football club, because that's the way he runs his life and his business. But I'm sure if we can identify the players, and we have identified some players, and I'm sure if the chairman has to break that record again, he'd be willing to do so. But first and foremost, it's about finding the players. It's about convincing the players that they should become a part of us. And secondly, of course, then that leaves the chief executives to talk with the guidance of our chairman to do it. But in a summary to that, Andy, is do I think we've finished in terms of we won't spend any more money in any one player in the next week or two? I would think we possibly will.
It's interesting, isn't it? There's lots of rumours doing the rounds at the moment. Jim O'Brien, the, well, I suppose, former Barnsley player. Is he somebody you're talking to?
No, we've had no interest in Jim O'Brien at Barnsley. It's either, and I've got a lot of time for that young man from a distance. I've never met him, never spoken to him, but he's a good player, but he's not someone that's on our radar and has never been. So perhaps that's someone getting wires crossed at a different end.
And Johan Berg Gudmundsson, an Icelandic winger.
Listen, it would be a lot of numbers, a lot of initials. Is that a lot of letters on his shirt? If that was the case,
but it is. Yeah.
Listen. We of course we're interested in players from overseas. We're interested in players north of the border up into Scotland.
Is he one of them then? Despite his long name.
Well, he may be. He may be one of the players that we're looking at. He may not be. It's not for me to put any public domain who we're looking at, but of course if you give me a name and there's absolutely no interest, then it would be only right for me to clarify. And one thing that's important, Andy, when I arrived at Rotherham United, my chairman Tony Stewart made it abundantly clear that we don't mess about with South Yorkshire clubs, or we don't get involved in any political games. We say it as it is. So especially with local interest, if any players or names or representatives trying to put people in front and maybe have supporters of clubs in South Yorkshire talking, then we will always come out and say whether we have an interest or whether we don't.
Just finally, a couple of things then. I read a report recently that Rotherham United had a bid turned down for Mark Beavers. Was that true? Is that true?
All I can tell you is to confirm about Mark Beavers is that I had a conversation with our chairman and chief executive about players we'd like to bring to this football club, and I can confirm Mark Beavers was on that list. And the way it works subsequently to that, Andy, whether people believe it or not, is I then get the call from our chief executive to say we've either agreed or we've not agreed, and I'd never be known whether we submitted or what we've submitted. So, but Mark Beavers is a player that we like.
So where is it at then, as far as you're aware?
I couldn't, unless I get a call from our chief executive or our chairman to say we've agreed a fee. For example, Jordan Bowery was high up on my list. Of course, I was aware that perhaps something was going to be done, but I just got a call a few days ago to say we'd agreed a fee with Aston Villa, and I was given Jordan's and his representative details to arrange meetings, and that's what I've done. I've had no such call about Mark Beavers.
Okay, final one, and it's a general one. I mean, you, again, amongst all of our clubs around here, you've done quite a bit of business so far. What's the likelihood of anything in the next few days, perhaps, prior to the weekend or in the not-too-distant future?
Well, we'd be hopeful, Andy. You know, we've got some offers out there for players, and we have to treat them with the confidentiality that those clubs express. But we've got some offers out there, but of course, we can't take them any further to anywhere unless, of course, those bids are accepted. And plus, of course, like everyone else, we spoke to two or three players and were seen first and foremost whether they fancy Rotherham United, whether they want to locate to South Yorkshire. Because, as I said, when I joined this football club, we can't have players based in London and all over else and not in South Yorkshire. So we need them with the same plan as us, and that's where we're working to.